This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with comedian Tom Cotter. But first, Heineken USA is thrilled to share the news that Ad Week recently named Newcastle Brown Ale's If We Made It commercial, featuring Anna Kendrick, as the best advertisement of 2014. Newcastle Brown Ale, manufactured by Heineken, poked fun at the idea of not being able to afford an extravagant, expensive advertisement on the biggest night of football. The If We Made It is a spoof of how ridiculous and legendary the advertisement would have been had Newcastle Brown Ale actually spent the money and time to create a commercial similar to the dozens of the over-the-top ads viewers watch every year. In addition, the commercial earned an estimated $11.5 million in public relations value and was a success on hit talk shows, including Conan, Entertainment Tonight, Extra, and The Today Show. Heineken, of course, is the nation's leading upscale beer importer. It's a subsidiary of Heineken International BV, the world's most international brewer. European brands imported into the U.S. include Heineken, the world's most international beer brand, Strongbow Hard Apple Ciders, Desperados, Amstel Light, and Newcastle Brown Ale. Heineken also imports the Dos Equis franchise, Sol, Carta Blanca, and the Bohemia brands from Mexico. For the latest information on the company, follow Heineken on Twitter at Heineken USA Corp or visit HeinekenUSA.com on the internet. Be My DD, Be My Designated Driver, the nation's largest designated driver service, provides a way for revelers to stay safe and not drive if they plan to go out and celebrate around the new year. In previous years, data has shown a spike in automobile-related accidents over the New Year's period. The U.S. National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism reports 40% of traffic-related deaths during Christmas and New Year's involve drunk drivers. On New Year's Day, half the fatal crashes involve a driver who was considered to be drunk, which typically means a blood alcohol content of at least 0.08%, according to an analysis by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The National Highway Safety Administration found that an average of 36 fatalities occurred each day in the U.S. between 2001 and 2005 as a result of crashes involving an alcohol-impaired driver. That number increased to 45 per day during the three-day Christmas period and jumped to 54 per day over the New Year's holiday period. Be My DD offers another option to ride-sharing services such as Uber and Lyft, with a range of affordable services where professional, experienced drivers operate the customer's own vehicle, priced at predetermined rates free of surge pricing or other surprise fees. All drivers are background screened, interviewed, and fully insured up to $2 million by MyDD. Rates for the personal driver service range from $14 to $19.50 per hour, depending on geography. Be My Designated Driver is the nation's largest designated driver service, currently operating in 76 markets in 31 states. He was runner-up to a dog act on season 7 of America's Got Talent. Comedian Tom Cotter is now performing all over the country, but for New Year's Eve, the show is just minutes from his New York home.
How are you, Mike Bennett?
Good to talk to you again.
Great chatting with you.
And what are you planning for that night?
Well, it's amazing. It's the last night of the year, and my New Year's resolution is I'm giving up radio interviews. So this is really great that I'm getting this in before my New Year's resolution kicks in. I'm telling jokes with my wife at Levity Live, and we're having a great time, and people should come down. I guarantee they'll laugh. If they don't, I'll follow them home and tickle them. About that.
And people should know that your wife is a stand-up comedian as well, so this is a great duo.
She is not only a stand-up comic, she went further than I did on Last Comic Standing, and don't think I don't hear about that every time we have an argument.
So what is your wife's name?
Her name is Carrie Louise, and she is hysterically funny, and I'm honored to share the stage with her. We don't get to work a lot together because we have kids at home, and she's got her own career, so the fact that we're getting to work together again is wonderful. Last time we did Lucille Ball Festival in August in Jamestown, New York, and that was a lot of fun, but we don't get to do it a lot, and we're going to get to do it again, and our neighbors are coming out to see the show because we live right here in Rockland, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, Stony Point's going to turn out big time for you in Rockland County at Levity Live at the Palisades Center.
We think so, and Haverstraw and Pomona, that's our neighborhood. That's our wheelhouse.
You normally steal from other comics. How is it stealing from your wife when she knows you're right next to her?
It's difficult. we borrow from each other. We actually do have some stuff because, you know, we have twins together, so we've written some stuff about our kids, and then when she works alone, she does a line that I might do or vice versa. So that actually has gotten a little sticky, but when she gets to go on first, so she'll blow through whatever material she wants, and then I'll do whatever's left. I'll get whatever left on the bone. That's what I'll do.
You'll get the scraps, I guess, huh?
That's right.
My two new grandchildren are about 7 months old. They're twins, so tell me some twin stories.
Mazel tov. Good for you. Congratulations. Well, I'll tell you, the pregnancy, just the twin pregnancy, the first trimester, there's a lot of vomiting and crying, and my wife was having a tough time, too. And second trimester, she got really uncomfortable. You know, two babies. And one day she said, I'd love to see you give birth to a child. And I said, I'd love to see you pee your initials in the snow. We're just different, you know?
Well, I tell my daughter, if it was up to guys to have children, this civilization would have fizzled out years ago.
How correct is that? You're absolutely right. I get a hangnail and I want to lie down, you know, so I can't even imagine.
Will you have to bring your kids to this performance? Or are you hiring a babysitter? What's going on?
They will be under the watchful eye of a sitter that we have that we trust and love. And they're going to be 8 minutes away from the front door of Levity Live. So we'll be within striking distance. And we're very confident in that.
That is such a great arrangement. This could become a yearly tradition every New Year's Eve with Tom Cotter and his wife.
We would be honored. We love to, you know, a lot of guys. I tell you, when I got to the quarterfinals of America's Got Talent, I got on my knees and I prayed and I said, God, I don't care if I win or lose. Just please let me do the attic of a mall in Rockland. And, you know, dreams come true.
That's what you consider it, the attic?
Well, it is the top floor of a mall, but it's a lovely mall.
And it's a lovely comedy club, really.
Well, anytime you can work next to a Target, I think, I don't know what else you want. Your dreams have come true.
Right. In between shows, you can go have your identity stolen.
Yes. Right. And there's a Chipotle on the other side. So I don't know what else you want. It's perfect.
Get gas and ripped off at the same time. Will you have hats and horns at midnight?
You know what? I got to tell you something. I've been doing this for 25 years, and I've always worked on New Year's. It's a big night for us. I can't tell you how many clubs hand them out. They hand out the noisemakers. And you're about to go do a performance, and they're handing out noisemakers to drunks. It's the worst chemistry in the world. So you have to, now we tell them in the contract, you know, save the noisemakers till after the show, please. Or hand them things that don't make noise, because you get 400 people with noise and blow the little horns and all those things. It's a heckle fest.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you really have to be careful about that.
Yeah, why don't you just give him a slingshot, too, while you're at it?
Extra security that night.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you don't have any New Year's, or real New Year's resolutions, then?
Oh, I do. I have to get, I'm no spring chicken now, and I have to get healthier now, because I'm physically a wreck. I go to bed fine, I wake up injured now, Michael. I don't know how that happens.
What is that? In the middle of the night, people are attacking you?
I snore. That might have something to do with it. My wife used to tolerate my snoring, and then she started with a nudge, and over time the nudge began to shove, and now she throws an elbow that would get her thrown out of a hockey game. And that might be it, but she denies that she's hitting me in the middle of the night. I think it's just old age.
Yeah, and you wake up and she looks and she says, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I wake up with dark circles under my eyes. I think they're black eyes. I think she struck me in the middle of the night.
Well, listen, it sounds like you have the perfect marriage. Now, how many children do you have altogether?
We have three that we know of, Michael.
Three that you know of, okay.
Yes.
So there's always the possibility there's some kid out in Kansas looking for you.
Perish the thought. No. Yeah, we have three. We're very happy to have three. We have the twins, and then we have a lone wolf, our youngest. And I hope we're done. I know your listeners don't need to know this, but I've been surgically altered. So if we have another kid, she's going to have some explaining to do.
which is why you went to the Lucy Festival. You've got some splaining to do.
That's right. We had a blast. That's great. Lucille Ball was born in Jamestown, New York. So they have this big comedy festival there every year. And it was Jay Leno, Caroline Ray, and Kerry and I. And we had the best time. It was an absolute blast.
You know, a little inside baseball thing. I saw Jay Leno not that long ago at West Point's Eisenhower Hall Theater. And I've seen a lot of comics, and maybe you can do this. I don't know. And I've actually done a little stand-up myself. But he did 90 minutes straight, never sat down, never took a breath, never took a glass of water. I never saw anybody work off the top of their head, boom, you know, set up, punchline, boom, 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 hour and a half straight. I thought it was very impressive myself.
I concur. The man is a machine. He's a legend. He's been that way for, 40 years he's been doing this, I think. He's just unbelievable. And I can't believe NBC took his show away from him when he was at the top of the ratings. I'm still a little perturbed. I'm a New England guy. I grew up there. And when I did his show, he could not have been nicer to me and was just the nicest guy. And then just again in Jamestown, New York this past summer, he could not have been nicer to everybody. He's really a great guy. Twice he was at the top of his ratings, and NBC took him off the air, and I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom, for a couple of minutes. I didn't mean to divert there, but I just thought I'd mention it because I've never seen anybody do what he did on stage in front of, 4,000 people for 90 minutes. It was incredible. And I know you're going to do the same thing, 90 minutes in front of 4,000 people at Levity Live.
I'll go as long as they'll let me.
All right, Tom. Have a happy holiday.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And Happy New Year to everybody.
With Tom Cotter, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to know an easy way to turn someone's bad mood into a good one? So easy. In fact, it's a trick that mall masters and department stores have used for years. Here's the social science of it. It's as simple as an unexpected surprise. When a person is surprised by something that brings a smile to their face, the good feelings last as long as 30 minutes. That's why smart malls and department stores provide entertainers, surprise sales, and of course extra samples. They know if they can give you something you didn't expect and surprise you, you'll shop there more often. What's the cheap psychological trick? Did you have a fight with someone? Need to make up? Well, surprise them with cards, flowers, chocolate, a little gift. They'll feel better about you, and their heart will turn to butter. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Tony hired one of the top law firms in the state because he's the plaintiff in a very complex lawsuit. Each day, there are many witnesses testifying for both sides, but Tony is starting to think his lawyer is incompetent. The guy won't cross-examine any of the defense's witnesses. Don't you think that Tony's attorney should make an effort to expose the truth by cross-examining, or at least discrediting witnesses? Stay tuned for the final verdict. Cross-examination will only help Tony's case if his lawyer can show a weakness in a witness's story. If he can't, it's better just to move on. Also, a common and useful strategy by attorneys is to decline cross-examination in order to suggest to the jury that what a witness has to say is just not very important. And that's the final verdict.